We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That's our intro for Ed Bouchette every week. He's got his own introduction. So, need I say more? I don't think so. Let's go right out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline for our friend Ed Bouchette. Ed, how are you?
Just fine and dandy, Joe. Keeping cool, staying inside.
What do you make of these player gripes about putting all this money into escrow without getting into the economics of the whole thing or the math of the whole thing? It seems like they don't want to defer any money now, that if anything, they'd rather defer future earnings. Do you think this is a sign that there's going to be a lot of issues between players and owners as we try to get restarted here?
I do, Joe. I don't know if I told it to you, but I've said it. I've written it. When baseball was going through their problems with the, negotiations, I said, watch what's going on in baseball. It's going to happen in football. Aside from the virus issues, the health issues, there's going to be issues like that. And they already are raising concerns about the health issues too. And that's going to complicate everything. As you well know, I don't think they're going to play.
Man, I wonder. Of course, I wonder about all sports at the moment, but football obviously is sort of a different animal here. And what do you think would be the key to playing? Is testing ultimately the key to playing? Like, what percent chance do you put on them playing?
Bill Cowher, I talked to him extensively last week, and he told me there's two things that are critical: testing and protocols. You know, the protocols they come up with, and we're starting to see some of them now. You know, we saw them. We were issued what's going to happen for training camp. For the media to attend, and I'm sure they're going all over this with players and coaches, what they're going to do. You know, the players, as you may know, don't want any preseason games. The owners want two. The players don't want 11-on-11 practices. So you're going to see issues like that. I don't put a very high percentage on them playing at all, Joe. I haven't from the start. I don't see this. You're seeing baseball run into problems with testing, with getting testing results, with guys testing positive, with guys opting out. And the same thing I think you're going to see in basketball and hockey.
Ed Bouchette on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. The no 11-on-11 practices was incredible to me, Ed. How are you supposed to get ready for games? Last I checked, it was 11-on-11.
That's true, but I saw that the president of the NFL Players Association is always a player, and he's a lineman from Cleveland. I forget his name now. I read a thing he wrote the other day, which was pretty right on. The NFL is going about this like, this is how we've always done it, and this is how we're going to do it. Well, you're in a situation where none of us are doing anything we've always ever done. You know, we're doing things differently. Kids aren't going to school. Kids are doing school remotely. We're doing interviews remotely. I mean, everybody's doing things differently, working from home, blah, blah, blah. So here's the NFL trying to still push preseason games. And the player's saying, look, you have to think basically, I'm going to use a cliche here, out of the box on this stuff. And if you can't And I understand why you'd want practice 11-on-11, although I don't understand the players' objective, why they object to it, because if you don't have it, what's the difference if you practice in 11-on-11, 50-on-50, if nobody has it? And you're supposedly testing, and people are out there practicing don't have it, so you can't spread it. So I don't understand the whole reason, but I do understand the reasoning behind you have to do things differently. If you have to change even how the game is played, if you want to play the game, that's what you got to do.
Earlier today, I had a great interview with Derek Shelton, the Pirates manager. You can go to our radio.com app, press the rewind button to catch anything you missed over the previous 24 hours. If you missed part of that interview or all of it. And as always, Derek Shelton, brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. So, Ed, how about this Patrick Mahomes contract? What was your initial reaction?
I'm surprised they did it now. I'm surprised he did it now. I guess I'm surprised. And I saw, you know, he's Lee Steinberg's comeback kid. That's Lee Steinberg's coming out back as an agent. You know, he kind of drifted away there for a while, and then he hooked up with Patrick Mahomes and helped save his agency, if you will. He was crowing about it and calling it the richest contract in sports history. Well, there's a lot of ways to look at that, too, and I didn't look at it that closely. I think I saw $150 million injury guarantee. And, of course, the average of $45 million a year is going to get people, but, you know, that's really not the way to look at it. You know, I think I saw a thing where he's not even going to be the highest paid player in football next year.
I know. Well, next he still has 2 years of his old deal that are going to kick in. And then my point would be that these billion-dollar TV deals, all three of them, are going to expire after the 2022 season. And Jerry Jones is on the record as saying, because of all the money in gambling, that those billion-dollar deals are going to increase 50%, Ed. So I wonder by the mid-2020s, if not earlier, if Mahomes is going to get passed up by a bunch of different players. I just wonder about that.
Yeah, it might be just a young guy wanting to take a bird in hand, figuring, hey, what if I get hurt and a year from now I still get this $150 million guarantee? I don't know. It might be one of those cases where how much is enough, you know, Joe, to a young player. So I you know, it's monopoly money to a lot of us, maybe not Ron Cook, but, you know, the rest of us anyway. But I was a little surprised.
But I also think his reasoning for not getting everything he could or not tying it to a rise in revenues, like a lot of people thought he was going to tie it to, okay, if a certain number of quarterbacks are suddenly higher paid than me, my salary goes up. There's
right.
never been a guy that had this much leverage, and he didn't use it all. And I think that's partially, Ed, because he wants to win. He wants them to have the ability to build around him.
Well, we've seen other quarterbacks who have made a lot of money, their teams win, Joe. That would be my response to that. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks, if you look, you know, Tom Brady is given credit for taking one for the team, but he still made a ton of money and they still won. Drew Brees, they're still winning down there. Green Bay, they've won there. Pittsburgh has won with Ben. Maybe not lately, but they've been, you know, they've been competitive. They went to the AFC title game, you know. Just because you don't win a Super Bowl doesn't mean you're not winning. So you can do it.
Birthdays today. Jack Lambert. Ed, I think he's 68.
Yeah,
I think he's 68 years old.
68. Yeah.
When I say that name, what immediately comes to mind for you?
Well, funny as you might say, as tough a guy as Lambert is, you know, I didn't get to know him real well. He sent me a nice note, congratulatory note, when I made that, when I got that honor at Canton, Ohio, a few years back, 2014. It was a handwritten, had his address, you know, those little address labels you have that you put on your envelopes, had that on, you know, and it was a funny note. And so personally to me is the first thing that comes back. The second is just, you know, I'm not saying he's the greatest player of the 70s, but he epitomized those great teams. He really did.
Yes.
You know, you can see him right now with his missing front teeth and the glare, and maybe a little snow coming down. That's how I picture Jack Lambert.
Yeah, maybe very literally the all-time face of the franchise. He sent me a couple of those notes. Once when he wasn't happy with a story I did, once when he was, and they were handwritten, and both of them ended, "Hugs and kisses, Jack." Which I really enjoyed.
When I looked at that note, I said, "Oh my God, what did I say on the radio that might have ticked you off?"
He's great. Well, I'm going to talk about that a little bit coming up. I appreciate the time, Ed. Oh, one last thing I meant to ask you that was related to that. Kenny the Snake Stabler passed away on this day in 2015. Interesting it would be the same day at age 69. What comes to mind first when I mention that name?
What did you say his first name was? Teddy?
Kenny.
Oh, Kenny.
Ken
okay.
Stabler.
I thought you said Teddy. Yeah, him scrambling and beating the Steelers. I don't know what game it was. I can't remember, but his scrambling and beating the Steelers.
Thank you, Ed. Very kindly.
Like a snake.
Like a snake. He was fun to watch. He really
yes,
was.
He
they
was.
Had some great,
was,
great legendary games.
The only regret was that he went into the Hall of Fame like months after he died, Joe.
I know. And there was a great documentary on him told largely, I think, through one or two of his daughters. Unbelievable stuff. Thank you, Ed.
Okay, Joe, thank you. See you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.